Aloha, it's Clint Hansen with Maui Luxury Real Estate, and we always have our favorite co-host, Byron Yap, with
American Savings Bank
Yeah, there you go.
in
American
Honolulu.
Savings
There you
Bank. There
go.
you go. See, I'm just
There
gonna
you
let
go.
you say it so we don't make that mistake anymore. And of
There you
course, we have
go.
Kevin Watkins with us again, talking about Aloha Rental Management. How's it going?
It's going great. We're just working on getting all of our tenants moved in that have signed up under the direct lease program. And we've got some information to share about what else is still going on out there in the rental space for our community.
Yep. And of course, I wanted to talk to you a little bit all about some of the stuff that my other clients have been going through in the process. Many of you know I've been selling real estate for a long time on Maui. I come from a real estate family. I think my mom's had her license for over 40 years. My dad's just around 40, and I've had mine for about 22 years now. So we have about 100 years of combined family experience. Of course, that doesn't include my brother, Daryl. And we all work harmoniously together. No, we're definitely have a lot of fun. And in the process, having dealt with a lot of our close clients that have lived in Lahaina, who have bought and sold real estate in Lahaina, it's been a very difficult, trying time for them. One of the people that I have that's been going forward, they just closed on a house in Kihei. And I wanted to talk just really briefly about this SBA process. Now, Byron, have you been encountering the SBA at all?
Yes, some people have come to us because they've had issues with, they started the process with SBA, and I guess the complications of getting a construction or other things that were not known to them, it made it difficult where they couldn't proceed with the SBA. And it's been a handful of them I've talked to.
Yeah. And then that's one of the big things that we're seeing over and over again with any kind of government program. Communication is always going to be very poor and difficult, which is why it is really important to have a strong, wherewithal of the process and just to give a heads up so there's not any surprises along the way. But trust me, there is definitely always going to be surprises. Now, that being said, poor communication extends to, of course, the FEMA direct lease program as well. It's a very much evolving program. They have been seeing, of course, switching from focusing on the south side, which we definitely have quite a few people that were helping lease their place, and we've housed individuals on the south side. And I just have to shout out if there's anybody who's okay and wants to that are fire victims and have a FEMA number, please definitely reach out to Kevin Watkins. We do have properties on the south side that we could put you in if that's something, a direction you would like to go. These are people that are specifically through the direct lease program. Kevin, you want to give your contact info?
Yeah, so the best way to get a hold of us is email aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com. Once again, it's aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com and super responsive, always checking that email.
Excellent. So, that being said, we do have some West Side options available, not for inventory, but in if people want to continue to get into programs and lease their place, that's where the focus is going. They're not taking really anything more on the south side of the island. They're really only going to be focusing, on the Lahaina area. So that also includes central, Wailuku area. They're not going to be looking at properties over there. They're really wanting more that's on the south side. Of course, there are some other things that we can't really go into detail at this time. Maybe if you have an ADA certified property, you're pet friendly. I highly doubt it unless it's like a four bedroom house that we could get you in on the south or central. That being said, if you have a property on the west side, definitely reach out to us. And if you are in the FEMA direct lease program anywhere and you're looking to have somebody manage your property, we can definitely help you with that. Do you want to give a little bit more detail on that?
Yeah, so this is just something we like to elaborate for the community is, you've had the governor, the mayor, FEMA director all present in mainstream media or the news in some way that the three companies that represent FEMA doing the FEMA direct lease program, which is Aesthetic Home Investments, Fedcology, and Lima Charlie, they've been falsely labeled as property managers. So all they are is the vessel for FEMA. They're government contractors, and none of them are even based in the state of Hawaii. They are just the vessel for moving the buckets of money that FEMA has allotted for this program into homeowners' pockets. They just facilitate the payments essentially. So there's nobody on island with those companies, those enterprises, that's actually checking on your property. It's all reactionary. So, it's like your tenants have to report to the homeowner, has to report to one of these government contractors, and then who knows how long their support and operations team is going to take to get back to you to replace a dishwasher or fix a leak. And so, we encourage homeowners, especially ones that are off island, to reach out to us because we are here on island and we manage your property. We take a proactive and preventative approach. So we sort of are this linchpin in between, the homeowner, the property, the occupants, the Lahaina wildfire survivors, and, these contractors from FEMA, because it's this all three of these pieces, there's not clear communication, as comes with most federal bureaucracy programs. There's not a real clear protocol and communication for homeowners to follow if something goes wrong, or for the tenant to follow if something goes wrong. So, we are that central component that helps keep everything running smoothly.
So, go ahead, ask your question.
I'm trying to understand the FEMA thing a little more. Is you've got to have a number if you're a fire victim. Like, say I'm a tenant, my house I lost. You have to have a number. Then I would come to you, Kevin, and say, I have a number. Can you find me a place?
No.
How does that happen?
So we're representing the homeowners, and we've gotten the homeowners to provide housing to the FEMA direct lease program. FEMA assigns the Lahaina community survivors their FEMA number. With their FEMA number, they can ask to begin the direct lease program, or they could ask for rental assistance. There's also some issues if they were homeowners and they're getting insurance that they may not qualify. There's a multitude of miscellaneous reasons why people may not qualify for a FEMA program, and that's why there's these other programs. So currently, everyone that's housed in the hotels, that's the Red Cross program. And that's the one when you've seen in the news this week that the state is like, we're hemorrhaging money into the hotel's pockets, and it's unsustainable. And it's a lot more expensive than it is doing these long-term leases. And so getting those people out of the hotels, not to bring back tourism, but just because the state is hemorrhaging money. It's not, oh, we're kicking you out for tourists. It's we're going to break our budget putting money into hotel pockets that, yes, they've provided that housing in the interim, but they're not doing it for free and they're not doing it for cheap.
Yeah. And it's not just that they're going to go bankrupt or anything like that. It's the fact that we had a mass, just Maui County alone had a huge surplus and they've already spent it like that. It's very fortunate that we've had this surplus, which is, thanks in no small part due to transient accommodations and condos, which represent the largest portion of the county tax. But a lot of people also volunteering their units and going forward. Just to kind of recycle back to what you were saying, is there any other kind of strange details about that that you'd want to illuminate on?
So for the survivors, for
Yeah,
the
for the survivors.
getting into FEMA, so this is something that you've seen. There's been a Civil Beat article and a Maui News article about it. But West Siders do not want to leave the West Side. Likely, they lost their car in the fire. They lost all of their belongings. Their kids go to school there. Their job is there, and the traffic hasn't gotten any better, especially with the cleanup debris removal and that extra stoplight on the bypass. And the construction on Kiawe Street, it's pretty messy up there. And so expecting somebody to commute from further parts of the island, there's our residents are just like, it's unworkable for them. And whereas there's also people that just are traumatized by the fires and they wanted to get out of Lahaina and have a fresh start on a different part of the island. And so part of the challenge as well is because you get assigned the property through FEMA, right? So the homeowners and we as a property manager, we have no choice in who goes into the household. FEMA assigns that. And so if you think of the thousands of people that are in the hotels, they'll have, a list of homes, and they're trying to pan through thousands of people and over 1,000 homes and do this mix and match. And so it's taking time to fill in, because maybe there's, let's just say I'm a FEMA rep and I'm talking to 10 different people. That's the right number of individuals to fit into this 3-bedroom house, right? And now you've got to talk to these 10 families. You have to A, get a hold of them, offer them, and then they can reject or deny. And maybe each of those families just goes, no, I can't move to Wailuku. No, I can't move to Kihei. Like, I need something on the west side. I need something on the west side. Well, all that inventory is already filled up and assigned, because those get picked up like that. So even as we're, still working to get homeowners, not necessarily through the direct lease program, since they're not taking much more
Anyone.
in, sort of a trickle fill-in. With the other programs like GEM and CNHA, it's still a bureaucratic wheel to get these houses onboarded. So let's say there's a homeowner and they did their spring rentals, their winter rentals, and they stopped taking bookings, and they just had to clear their books so that they could get into this program. Even if they started signing up today, it's still going to take several weeks for them to get into the system, get approved by all of the different agencies that have to look at it, confirm that it's not multiple submitted, confirm that the homeowner is the actual homeowner. So all of these, necessary steps take a lot of time. Then once you're in a program like CNHAs or GEMs or direct lease, now you've got to have FEMA or whichever program it is go through all of their applicants and try to matchmake it. And so it's all very time consuming. And so
That's one
even
of the reasons why I wanted to ask, like, if somebody would be willing to be on the south side of the island, I mean, should they be reaching out to us, if they're looking for a 2-bedroom or a 3-bedroom in Central Maui?
though. So they need to, if they're have a FEMA number and they're in the direct lease program, they just need to talk to their FEMA people. And it's a little bit like roulette, because there's hundreds of government and federal employees. Many of them are not from the islands or have never been to the islands before this. And they don't understand the nuance of the geography. Because if you're in, a place like one of the big cities in California, like LA or San Francisco or in DC or New York, driving 40 miles isn't a big deal. That's the daily commute for your average citizen. For people living on the west side, that's like taking a flight. It's a lot bigger of an ordeal,
So more specifically, I guess what I'm asking is, we do have people that didn't hit the timeline for getting them into the FEMA direct lease program. But are there other programs like CNHA, if they have a property, since we have people that are in both Wailuku and Kihei, that like a 2-bedroom and a 3-bedroom that would consider leasing, but only to fire victims, because quite literally, these people are only willing to rent to fire victims because they're uprooting their lives, they're planning to travel for the next, year and whatnot, so that they can provide shelter for, these disadvantaged people that have gone through this tragedy. So if there's somebody that would be willing to come over to the south or Wailuku side, should they be reaching out to us?
If they're a fire survivor, you're asking,
Yes, specifically.
and if they're not in the direct lease program, or if they're receiving rental assistance from FEMA, it might be a good idea to reach out to us, because we can go through some of the inventory we have and see if we can match them. With Global Empowerment Mission, GEM, right, and CNHA, they have a partnership, but they each kind of have separate rental assistance programs. So, and there's this sort of the safety net that's catching the non-FEMA. And so if, they've had trouble with FEMA and they'd like help connecting with GEM or CNHA, absolutely give us a call. We'll make sure to get you the right contact information, the right links are some of the instructions that we've received from them. Their websites are pretty thorough about explaining the program on a layman's level, But it's you have to sign up and you have to sign a release for to be in their program. And so it's essential that people contact GEM or CNHA if they're not getting any of the help from FEMA.
Okay. Now, that being said, they should be reaching out to you at aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And for homeowners, especially West Side homeowners that want to get into one of these programs and provide housing for West Side, as we keep hearing, FEMA Direct Lease is not taking any more. There might be an opportunity to trickle some in over the next month if they're West Side properties. However, GEM, has a partnership with Airbnb, and I just spoke with them extensively over the last couple days to understand the program. And there's actually a pool of money there to do about 700 more homes.
Excellent.
So,
And that's
and
one
they
of the things
don't.
that's interesting. They don't have to be a vacation rental. So, if
Exactly.
you want to rent through GEM and the CNHA program and you want management, reach out to us because that's something that we can help you with. It's a little difficult to navigate. The communication is poor. So that's why it works really well when, you've gone through or going through a management company because we can help guide you through the process and make sure it's more of a seamless as opposed to a lot of the unknowns that we've seen people going through.
Yeah, I make a living doing the stuff that's a headache to do.
Undoubtedly, undoubtedly. And
Yeah,
what's part of
it's humbling, some of our clients that we've signed up are just enthusiastic and grateful, and they're like, I wouldn't dream of ever having your job. I wouldn't want it. And I'm flattered and humbled. It is very challenging, but at the same time, the reward is we get to help our community, in this largest disaster we've ever seen.
let me ask you this real quickly, because we've talked about the negative experiences. Has there been any like positive ones? Like, hey, these people we helped, they didn't have a place. Anything you can share with us?
That's the early one.
Absolutely. So, homeowner and tenant. So, what you don't see, just like with Yelp or Google reviews, you'll get, eight bad reviews for every good review, right? When
We
things are
actually
going
don't have
good,
any bad
people are
reviews.
quiet. And, this month, all of our homeowners were paid on time. So they're happy. They got a premium rent. And our tenants that have been moving into our units have just been ecstatic. We're very fortunate that the pool of homeowners we represent and the homes that we manage have just been in absolutely amazing condition. They're fully furnished, they've got everything included, and the tenants are, really enjoying not only, having rent covered for upwards of 2 years, but to just get back on their feet and to have a sense of normalcy, for getting the kids back in school and, just some stability. And so the tenants have been super enthusiastic. I don't think we've had a bad experience with the tenant yet. And that's a lot of concern that homeowners have is I don't know who's going to be in my place and if they're going to tear it up. And we've had the opposite experience. The tenants have been, great. If there's, a little thing that's wrong, they're like, oh, this light bulb's out, I just changed it, or I'm going to go ahead and start planting some flowers because I want the garden to be pretty. And it's like, absolutely, go for it. Make your home. So we've had nothing but positive experiences with our tenants so far. They've just been just gracious and fun. And some of their stories are very harrowing from the fire and their experience in the weeks after and the months after. But ultimately they're just super grateful to have a place to put their feet down and get their life rebuilt as we all navigate this together as a community as to what is going to happen to our beautiful line of town.
So I think that's one of the things that sticks out in my mind most is the fact that we're having such a good time. I've heard a couple of horror stories here and there. Those seem to be more hotel related and in the early process. And those that are going through the FEMA program specifically, the direct lease and the CNHA, there's a little bit more of a selection process and that little bit more qualification that you have to go through. So that might be part of the reason why we've had such good luck. But I think the main reason is that we have a really strong set of communication processes that we go through with the tenants and, make sure them make sure they realize that, this is somebody's home. They're, providing it forward because they're trying to, give a roof over their head, and usually this is at, great difficulty and discomfort to the owners in most cases. It's been hard for them to, walk away from their property, prepare it, you name it. It's been a lot of hurdles to jump through for many people. And we've smoothed out a lot of it for many people that have been with us from the very beginning. Sometimes we're just taking over people's management because they're not on island and they need somebody to have eyes on it and make sure that the, landscaping is getting done, that the property is being taken care of, that things aren't getting overlooked, and just have that ever other level of security. But I wanted to just kind of rewind a little bit. So in the beginning of the show, I did talk about some of the loan programs that are out there. And I do have, quite a few clients that own property that have, burnt down in the fire. Everything from, underinsured condos to single family homes. And one of those single family homes was dealing with the previously and aforementioned SBA program. So that's a Small Business Administration loan. That's like a government loan. And that is definitely quite difficult to go through. Now, they were fortunate enough where they had a bit of capital on hand. And as opposed to using that capital as part of the rebuild, what they did is they got their insurance money and then they went and paid off the loans on their property. And that was one of the very first things that they did. One of the things you want to make sure that you talk to, don't give the full amount, just give the loan amount. That's one of the things when you're working through the SBA, for some reason, the loan officers, the loan on it, even though let's just say it's a $500,000 loan and the insurance is 600,000, they're like, you give us the whole amount. Definitely don't do that. Having that extra capital for rebuilding and insurance is something that you're owed. What they did is they used that insurance, they paid off their loan, and then that allowed them to transfer their SBA loan. Instead of getting this really low interest rate loan to rebuild a house, they used it to buy an existing house somewhere else in Maui. It's actually Kihei. So they've gotten it, they're remodeling it right now. But if you're wanting to go and rebuild the home, it is going to be quite a process to go through. So again, what are you seeing with that, Byron? I mean, when they're talking about trying to rebuild, what are some of the crazy hurdles that they're dealing with?
The issue now that's happening in Lahaina for us, at least our bank and some other banks, is the problem with the uncertainty of the build. When can they rebuild again? Meaning that, we've stopped, and I think a couple other banks, we can't issue land loans right now in Lahaina in the fire area because we don't know, is it going to be, you can start in a year, 2 years, 3 years, because most land loans are only 3 years in interest only. So that's created a problem, and we're hoping the county kind of, I know they're navigating through some setting up permitting and all that, but right now the financing in the burn area is an issue that we can't get around right now till the county says, okay, you guys can start building in a year from now or 2 years from now. So it's really held up the financing because everybody's on edge saying, okay, when can we finance?
So I do want to do another show just more specifically to talk about the SBA process, and have my clients on that have gone through it. And one of the things that will make sure that we reiterate is the advantages to an SBA. A lot of people miss the old days of low interest loans. So if it was a primary residence, I've seen, just like it was, sub 3%, 2.5% loans. If it was a secondary home, then it's more like 3.5 or something along those lines. Of course, it's always going to be very dependent on your credit score and your situation. So, have you had any go through completion at this point?
For SBA, we don't handle them. I mean, we've had people come to us and say, hey, my SBA loan is stalled, those kind of things. And unfortunately, we couldn't help. But what we're seeing is people pivoting where they're, like you said, they're buying in other areas right now, a home in Wailuku or Kihei, in anticipation of, hey, eventually I'll be able to build in Lahaina, whether it's 3 or 5 years or a year, they're not sure. So we're seeing people pivot because, you know, the housing is short, in a shortage in Hawaii, Maui especially. So we're seeing people pivot that direction.
Okay. Now, and of course, like I said, that'll be another show that we'll have to do. To pivot back to Aloha Rental Management and to talk about some of the opportunities over there, if you're searching for a property and you are still dealing and haven't been set, but you're willing to transfer, or maybe you have somebody that has a property that, you're a fire victim and they have a property and you have a meeting of the minds, and you want to move into it, that might be something that we can also help you with. So you could definitely reach out and go to aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com. Or if you already have an existing FEMA program and you're looking for management because you want to make sure that your property is being taken care of, or if you are now on the west side and you're wanting to be renting out your property, whether that's a single family home, whether that's a non-vacation rentable condo, whether that's a vacation rentable condo, regardless, we can definitely help you navigate that process if you're looking for a manager.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we just want to make that clear as well, is that, we are property management, and some people get confused and think that we're a helpline. And of course I love to share information with our
Well, we
community.
are a helpline. That's not our job, but we end up helping people.
Exactly. But it's we just have We have tenants moving in. We've got FEMA wrapping up inspections, and homeowners that are putting the final touches on their properties as the tenants are moving in as well. And so we are pretty busy taking care of, our current portfolio and our homeowners and our tenants, giving them the time they deserve. And so I just please reach out to us if you're looking for a property manager. But also, we are not FEMA. And we cannot answer questions for FEMA or the FEMA contractors. We know a lot about it, but at the same time, it's just I've had to just have some boundaries with some community members, because I'm like, you're asking a
In
lot.
the hour and a half into the conversation,
Yeah, and just it's just like I've got clients to take care of, our tenants and our homeowners to take care of, and it's just sometimes somebody needs an ear to listen to, but. When I'm on the clock, we gotta take care of our people first. So
But
if you want to become one of our people, we'd make a lot of time for you and we hold your hand through the process. But if you're not looking for a property manager, there's only so much we can do for you.
yeah, exactly.
But you are beyond FEMA, right? Like, I mean, we're talking about FEMA, but you also guys also, what else do you do besides FEMA? You do normal rentals for somebody
Oh,
moving
yeah.
here, relocating, vacation rentals. What do you guys do?
Well, we're two different divisions. We have Aloha Rental Management, which we specifically started because of the fire. We're looking to help. And that is a property management division. So that can help with any property management needs, whether you've got a multi-million dollar home that you're just there part-time. You want to make sure that it's taken care of while you're gone. So I've had clients that I've helped buy and sell real estate, and they're working with us. If you want to go with the FEMA program, if you want just a normal lease, anything along those lines, we can help you with. Of course, I'm on the sales side. I've had my license for 22 years, and I'm the broker and co-owner of Maui Luxury Real Estate. So I'm helping more specifically with sales. Of course, I review all the contracts on the management side, so I have familiarity with it. And Kevin's the boots on the ground guy. He's the one going to the units and walking people through the process, every day.
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of the management division, Aloha Rental Management. Yeah, and Clint, being the principal broker, reviews everything that I do. And just to add to what Clint said, so yes, we help people with the FEMA Direct Lease program. We help people if they want to get into any of these other government programs for housing fire survivors. But and we also work with just homeowners that need a property manager in general. That doesn't matter how much their tenants are paying rent or if they have existing tenants. They're just homeowners that are like, I'm off island and I want a great property manager for my property and my tenants and to look after my people and my place. And we do that.
We've even had some dynamic options too for people. So let's just say, one of the people want to be traveling more. So they're gone, 6 to 9 months out of the year, and they want to make sure the property's taken care of. And if they're in Europe, that's going to be a completely different time zone. So we have one management fee during that period of time, and then when they're here, they've taken over and our liability and responsibilities change, which we spell out. So then it's a significantly reduced amount because they're just using some of the basic amenities, and processes for work orders, payments, rent collections, and whatnot. So yeah, pretty flexible.
And part of our management as well is, aside from myself, we have several other agents that work with the management division. And what how we operate with that is all of our property managers are licensed real estate agents. We don't, hire anybody to do property management that's not licensed in real estate. And what we will do is we will assign an agent to that property for the length of the management period. So you've got the same person. You're building a relationship with the homeowner, you're building a relationship with the tenants, they're becoming familiar with the property. So they know if something goes wrong or if they can proactively see it's like, hey, this refrigerator is probably going to go in about 3 months, should probably put it in your budget now and get it ready to order so that we're not doing a reactionary repair, we're doing a proactive solution. And so, and all of our agents are very experienced in the real estate market and have a property management experience for their own clients over the years. And so we have a really great team and we have great homeowners and great tenants. Overall, I gotta say it's been, despite the tragedy and the disaster that this community has gone through, it's been really beautiful seeing all these things come together to help the community and just everyone caring for each other.
Absolutely. And we have always been a really community-minded real estate family. I mean, we've been doing this a long time, lived here my whole life, conceived and raised, as I like to tell people. And we do a lot of work with Friends of the Children's Justice Center, which helps, abused and neglected kids of Maui County. We helped establish and fund Nahalio Maui, which is a community land trust. And, Aloha Rental Management has kind of been an extension of and specifically created to deal with this. We right now don't do short-term rentals, even though that tends to be more on the profitable side of things. And once we are a little bit more stabilized in the process of this long-term management, we'll talk about doing short-term management. But right now it's just on the long-term management side in order to, service and take care of our existing clients and provide a service for those who've been displaced by the fire. So that's kind of where we find ourselves these days.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of long-term property management companies on Maui. So we just saw a need in our community, and it's been, a roller coaster kind of putting it together. And with a lot of our contracts being government contracts, like the FEMA Direct Lease Program or the CNHA program, it's been. There's been moving goalposts through it all. Back in January, they weren't taking anything that didn't start before January 31st. Then February rolled around, and they weren't taking anything that started after February 15th. Then they made the next deadline February 28th, and then they weren't accepting two bedrooms, and then they weren't accepting anything up country, and then they weren't accepting anything that's on West Side. And so, talking with one of the FEMA inspection agents on an inspection this past week. The news that I got from a FEMA inspector was that they had gotten too many studios into the program and that they were now having to go back and reassess and buy people out of the program. So if you did get into the program, the buyout for FEMA is to pay a month rent to get out of the contract. And so there's that reassessment and reevaluation that they didn't anticipate that the community would not, would say would turn down housing if it wasn't on the west side. I don't think they were really adequately preparing or thinking about that when they were rushing to get all of these houses in this program back in December and January. And so you had all these people enter in, and now they're sort of have to backpedal and reassess and reevaluate. And so we'll probably see another I would say bundle of homes go through in the next month into the direct lease program before they say it's officially full. I know at the Civic Center last week there was an update by FEMA, and they had said that they'd had less than 500 people move into homes, or 500 families, excuse me, move into homes under the direct lease program, and there's 1,500 total homes in that program. So, and then additionally, with GEM and CNHA, they're searching for another 800 homes or dwellings for families. So that brings it up to 2,300 between those two programs. And then, and then there's the tiny home villages that they're proposing to build, the Ohana Hope Village across from King's Cathedral. There's a couple projects that were proposed up on the west side, one behind the Civic Center, one up in Kapalua. And so we'll see what happens with the county with and FEMA, the federal government, on how swiftly they're actually going to be able to get these projects moving. Because historically, as we all know, building housing has been a chronic problem in the county
Yeah,
and
and there's
state.
pretty much a direct correlation between homelessness and the availability of housing. So, there's a lot of socioeconomic problems associated with homelessness. But one of the things that we see almost everywhere is when you're not building homes, that there tends to be a rise in homelessness, which is interesting when you do a case study. Hopefully the county is better equipped with dealing with the many difficulties associated with building here. Obviously, permitting process is always difficult. They have a lot of difficulty with hiring. I think there's almost 700 open positions at the county right now. They really have their work cut out. But when there's a long bureaucratic chain, and there's as opposed to having parameters and actually having sign-offs, it is very difficult to get stuff done here. And one of the things that we're really worried about is, of course, the West Maui Water Commission that they have formed recently, and the conservation zones that they set up. Basically, even if you have an existing well that can pull like 1 million gallons from it, and the difficulty, and you've only been historically pulling 10,000 gallons from it, you can't pull the extra 990,000 gallons of water from it unless you have that historical use, unless you get the approval from that commission. And I've, was one of the very few people who thought from the very beginning that adding more bureaucracy to the process would be bad. So that's why, they're first doing it on the west side. Because of the difficulties with water infrastructure. Now, we have lots of water in Maui. I mean, it's very similar ecology to, and watershed to Oahu. But of course, we only have a fraction of the population. The big difficulty that we have is almost the same problem everywhere, is infrastructure, holding tanks, wells, and things of that nature. I mean, we're having one of the rainiest spots on the planet, just on the other side of Iao Valley, and it's very porous soil. So, water is always a main issue. I totally agree that they should always be making sure, ecology is a number one feature, that, water flows in these streams. But when it comes to well waters, I think in the long-term plan, you might see desalination plants, but right now, it's going to be extra difficult for projects to get approved, specifically on the west side. There was kind of a lot of fear-mongering when that got started, because of belief that foreign corporations were going to come in, like China, and they were going to be like shipping water off to somewhere else. I'm not, really one of these conspiracy people, but that seemed to fuel people like the idea of having more ability. But a lot of times you'll form a commission or a group, and then they're not able to hire people to actually manage that group. So it ends up being just another hindrance in the process of actually getting something done. There's a lot to unfold in the coming months, years, and hopefully, we can see this as a kind of a partnership as opposed to the others, or considering as somebody that's on the opposite side, we should focus on providing affordable housing for Maui's people and working together to create that infrastructure. But It will be difficult for sure.
Is Byron, I have a question for you on that building more affordable housing. You know, there's recent changes that lots that are a certain size can now have two ohanas on them, right? You can have two accessory dwellings. Are you guys seeing anything in your sector of people financing to get, you know, a second tiny home or an extension on their house with those recent changes?
At this point, no. The interesting thing about tiny homes is that's a hard gap that lenders haven't figured out yet in Hawaii. It's a difficult thing that they're trying to navigate through. We just recently, I believe, a lot of the banks started approving manufactured homes, but the tiny home thing is still a financing issue that I don't know if anybody in Hawaii has gotten through that hurdle yet. As far as extensions, those kind of things, we're not seeing too much. We're seeing more of people converting their homes, you know, their existing home, meaning not adding on to it, like adding a little studio inside or whatever, but not building outward because the problem now is we have a shortage of contractors, right? You know, so all these things are adding up where people, you know, their decisions aren't as big or available as before because the resources are very limited right now. So I wish we had more contractors. I wish things could go faster, but unfortunately, we are where we are right now.
That's again one of those things that is difficult about the Maui process because, you know, I have had clients and friends and random people reaching out to me that have their electrical contractor's license, that have their plumbing license, and they live in the mainland and they want to come over here and literally volunteer their time for free in the rebuild process. You know, we're talking hundreds of people that I've come across, and they can't. They literally can't because their license process for being able to operate here is so difficult and ostracized that they can't do it. I mean, there's a real limited number of skilled people that are on the island, and the difficulty associated with putting those contractors' license and transferring them from one place to another is such that people are just not willing to spend, you know, months of their life in order to just simply be able to volunteer their time and work. So yeah, it, again, there's a lot of hurdles that Maui County needs to work with to overcome, and it's kind of hard when they're as understaffed as they are, you know.
Yeah, as we get into that rebuild process, you know, and I guess this is where you're seeing people wanting to know when can I get a loan and happen to be held off by we don't know until we have better information on the cleanup for clearance to be able to rebuild. But I'm sure you see that people are eager because of our shortage of construction labor and contractors. I'm sure there's a rush to get something secured as quick as possible and be the first in line before all of a sudden there's bidding wars and it's may the, you know, the wealthiest or the biggest loan win. And, you know, that's just sure that might be good for the bank, but I don't think that's necessarily good for our rebuild and for our citizens, you know.
Yeah, undoubtedly.
Yes. For sure.
Now, Byron, I wanted to ask you, what are you seeing right now with the loan market? I mean, are you starting to see rates come down or have they been fluctuating?
Recently they've been fluctuating. They were coming down before the last, I believe, CPI print index that came out. I believe it was 3 weeks ago. You know, we saw rates in the high sixes, some programs the low sixes. Now, all of a sudden, since the CPI and the inflation numbers came in a little hotter than expected, we saw rates go up. You know, now they're hovering in the low sevens. So there's still a lot of uncertainty in the market because a lot of the investment banks had priced in what six original price cuts at the beginning of the year. After that first report in, was it beginning of March or end of February? Now they're pricing in four. Then we just heard maybe two price cuts this year on long-term rates. So there's a lot of uncertainty. So it's causing the market to do weird things right now.
Yeah, one of the things that I've done with properties that I'm listing in order to sell is having the seller build in a buy down price. So what you can do is you can put money You can basically go in full price to offer on a property. And I've done quite a few of these, both on the buyer and seller side. And then you apply some of that capital in order to buy down the interest rate. What are some of the buy downs that you're seeing?
Well, you can buy it down. Like if the seller pays, let's say 3% of the sales price, you might be able to buy down the rate to the low sixes or at six at one point. So that is a good thing. And I've seen that. And I've talked to you about that before. I think it's a great marketing tool if there's a property that isn't being heavily, looked at or a lot of action is to have the seller look at that because the buyer on their side can only pay so much in points versus the seller. So the seller can pay more, and it's a great, get the rate down as low as you can, at the seller's with the seller's money. Great option.
What are the some of the lowest rates that you've seen with buy downs, or what are the some of the lowest options?
The last one I seen or we were part of was like 5.75, I believe. One of these sellers was able to pay, I think, 4 points or something like that at the time. That was
Mm-hmm.
4 months ago, but the rates were lower, but still the seller was able to pay those points and buy it down. The buyer was happy.
Very nice. And that's what a lot of people are doing because this temporary buy down is a good way to, stave off and wait until interest rates that are, inevitably drop in the future. Well, I guess I can never really say inevitably because I have no crystal ball. But, the hope is, of course, interest rates to drop down in the future. And again, I'm not a lender. That's Byron's job. One of the question, one of the things I actually want to bring up, going back to Aloha Rental Management. And again, if you're looking to lease a place, whether it's on the south side, just on a general market, because FEMA direct lease is no longer available. But if you are on the west side and you want to be going through and getting some of those CNHA rates, GEM rates, we can definitely help you with that. Or if you're just looking for somebody to look after your property, definitely reach out to aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com. But there are definitely some strange things that have been happening. Like we have had clients, that had short-term tenants that were coming in. And we're talking about people that are like coming in to lease their place and on a short-term basis. And then they're like, you know what? I want to help. Now, one of the things that the county and the state has established is you can't evict somebody because you're going to put in a fire victim that because that doesn't help. That just creates a new problem. It doesn't, fix it, the core. But if, they're short-term renters or whatnot, or there's a place that's vacant, then it's totally fine. Or if somebody's already on their way out. So these short-term tenants were coming in and they're like, you know what? We want to help. The fire victims. So what they did is they actually came out here and they got their place more suited for long term and gave them the short-term tenants ample notice, like a couple months, and then they worked on getting a FEMA direct lease program. Then the people who were the short-term tenants basically reported them saying they were wrongfully not allowed to be in it, even though they're not part of that class or group of people. So there was an investigation that was formed for those owners. Fortunately, we were able to provide all, well, not us, but the owner was able to provide all the emails, show that that's not the case, that they didn't evict anybody. But there are definitely a lot of difficulties that, people can have to juggle. And knowing the right people to communicate with so that issues get resolved quickly is a big reason why it's good to go with a property manager as opposed to trying to directly communicate with, state and federal agencies, as that communication is often unanswered. You'll go sometimes, months or days, weeks, maybe even months before getting an answer because it can just get lost out there. But that's almost,
Precisely.
that's almost our time. Is there anything that you guys wanted to add into this?
I wanted to add one more thing just for homeowners out there that did per that are housing wildfire survivors in some way or another, is that as long as you had your lease signed by or before March 15th, even though March 15th, by the time this airs, has already gone and passed. If your lease started by or before that date, make sure to send your tax exemption in to the real property tax office with your lease and with, that form you can find online pretty easily. It's just, pretty impressive what the mayor and the council had done to pass legislation that quickly to do this tax incentive for homeowners. So just make sure to take advantage of that. I wanted to share that. And yeah, just anybody looking for quality property management, we take a proactive, preventative approach. We document everything in 4K video or better, and photograph everything. We have and we build relationships. That's the, I think, the biggest key of what we do is being present and being available and building a healthy relationship between our homeowners and our tenants, and just being this linchpin in the middle of this big mess that our county has been facing over the last year now. And so we're just really excited to help the community in any way that we can.
Excellent. And was there anything you wanted to add, Byron?
No, it's been a great conversation. I learned some things and I'm pretty excited. The you guys are doing well with the fire, and I just hope everybody gets a place that was affected by the fire and we can rebuild as fast as possible, get some normality back into the Lahaina side. That's just my concern.
Excellent.
I do
Any
have one last personal thing to share.
Okay.
I did get a new nephew this morning, about
All right.
3 a.m., and his name is Byron.
Oh.
So I just got a nephew named Byron. So it'll be the second Byron in my life. So.
All right. Congratulations,
Cool.
man. So that's of course Kevin Watkins with Aloha Rental Management. He's our director. If you have any questions, always reach out to aloharentalmanagement@gmail.com. And I'm Clint Hansen with Maui Luxury Real Estate. You can always reach me at 808-280-2764, or you can email me at clinthansen33@gmail.com. That's clinthansen33@gmail.com. And always one of the best websites that's out there for searching real estate, go to mauirealestate.net, where you can search through property tax records. You can see everything that's active and sort by lesser known features like being vacation rentable or not, so that you get specifically the property that you're looking for. Again, this is Clint Hansen with Maui Luxury Real Estate, and that's mauirealestate.net. Aloha.